This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Turkey has raised tariffs of over $500 million on a list of U.S. imports, a sign that the strain in bilateral relations continues. Last week, Washington doubled penalties on Turkish steel and aluminum exports, citing national security. The White House Wednesday called the Turkish move regrettable. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The tariffs that are in place on steel would not be removed with the release of Pastor Brunson. The tariffs are specific to national security. The sanctions, however, that have been placed on Turkey are specific to Pastor Brunson and others that we feel are being held unfairly, and we would consider that at that point.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nard reacted to the news that a Turkish court rejected a plea for Brunson's release from house detention for his alleged role in the failed 2016 coup.
We're certainly disappointed by that announcement. We would like Pastor Brunson to be brought home to the United States. We have said for far too long that Pastor Brunson has been held for far too long, and we look forward to Pastor Brunson coming home. We'd like that to happen very soon.
Presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalin said, as for Brunson, there is a judicial process and the government must respect it. At least 22 Sudanese primary school children drowned on Wednesday north of the capital of Khartoum when their boat sank while crossing the Nile River. A woman also died, the state news agency said. The boat's engine failed in a high current. A Chinese delegation led by Vice Commerce Minister Wang Shuwen will travel to the U.S. for trade talks later on this month. The talks are scheduled to take place at the request of the U.S. The meetings come amid rising trade tensions over U.S. demands Beijing change its trade policies. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, gunmen on Thursday attacked a training base for the intelligence services in Kabul a day after a suicide blast killed at least 34 people at a school in the Afghan capital. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Again, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday spoke of the recent violence.
We're going to continue to review and look at the best ways to move forward. I'll leave it to the Department of Defense to get into specifics about tactical situations on the ground. What I can tell you is that we're committed to finding a political solution to end the conflict in Afghanistan. We're exploring all avenues for dialogue and close coordination with the Afghan government.
The attacks in Kabul are part of a string of strikes by insurgents on cities and military outposts this week. A Malaysian judge has ordered two women on trial for the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother to present a defense. Siti Aisyah of Indonesia and Don Thi Huang of Vietnam are accused of smearing the deadly nerve agent VX in the face of Kim Jong-nam as he walked through Kuala Lumpur's International Airport on February the 13th, 2017. The pair were caught on airport security cameras spraying the liquid in Kim's face. He died just minutes later. Lawyers for the two women say they were duped into thinking they were taking part in a prank for a reality television show. The judge ruled Thursday the prosecutors have presented enough evidence that the pair had acted in concert with four suspected North Korean agents to kill Kim Jong-un. The focus has turned to the operator of a 50-year-old bridge, a gateway to southern France, that partially collapsed Tuesday in Genoa, Italy, leaving nearly 40 dead. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte declared a state of emergency. The operator, Autostrade, insisted it had done regular, extensive inspections of the bridge before the disaster. The interior minister vowed to pursue stiff penalties for those responsible. Israel on Wednesday reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing point for commercial goods into Gaza and extended the fishing zone up to 9 nautical miles off its southern coast as part of an Egyptian-mediated effort to ease tensions. Russell Stone is American University Professor Emeritus at the Center for Israel Studies.
It choked off a lot of the very important supplies that they were getting, which was leading to hardships in everyday life.
He said the move is more strategic than humanitarian, an effort to ease tensions in a quiet-for-quiet response if Hamas refrains from attacks on southern Israel. Retail sales rose solidly in July by 0.5%, suggesting the U.S. economy remains strong in the third quarter. Gross domestic product surged 4.1% in the second quarter. Joe Palca, VOA News.